Let's bring in Pat Pagano right now. And it's funny, Pat, it feels chillier out this morning, but the temperature is not that much different than yesterday. I don't know why.
Well, I know why.
Why?
The dew points, or the amount of moisture in the air, is up, and it makes it effectively kind of dampish.
Okay, that must be it. So, what the heck? You know, it just feels a little bit chillier. So,
I've seen a lot better weather, for Mother's Day weekend, but I've also seen a lot worse. And here's what I think will happen. There's a front in Ohio this morning. It'll move eastward, and it could give us a late day shower, gusty thunderstorm. Definitely after 3-4 o'clock. Mid 70s today. An early shower tonight, then it will clear out, 45 to 50. The front stalls down in Virginia tomorrow, so partly sunny and breezy for us, 70 to 75. Now, here's the front over the weekend. Stretches from, let's say, Virginia to Kansas. And it's a wiggly front. And along it, these little lows go right along it. So on Saturday, periods of rain. And because we are north of this front, we're in the cool air, highs will only be 60 to 65. There could even be a thunderstorm. So this is the kind of weather that Marshall does not like. And this is on and off all day Saturday. Mother's Day, I'm calling for showers to give way to partly sunny skies. In spite of what a lot of the computer guidance is saying this morning, I think that the sun will come out for moms in the afternoon, and the high 70 to 75. We'll probably have showers and unsettled weather coming back early part of next week. But at least right now, I am seeing a little bit of clearing for Sunday afternoon. What do you think?
What's Saturday look like again?
Saturday doesn't look good. You'll go to Jersey.
Yeah.
And it's on-off rain in the 60s.
Heavy rain or light rain?
Some of the rain could be moderately heavy.
All right. And what time's the rain clear out for Sunday?
Probably, but for here, it clears out in the afternoon, not in Jersey. In Jersey, it stays cloudy with showers.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Hey, you know what movie I watched last night?
Okay.
Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
With John Candy?
No, I never saw it.
Oh, it's a good comedy. It's one of those funny romantic comedies that he did. I guess you're not a John Candy fan.
I'm not, and I've heard of it, but I've never seen it. But since you're talking about TV, I did order that device yesterday. There he is.
Yeah.
I called them first. They were very, very nice. And I said, you have, a number of setups. Which setup would best suit me? He said, so you just want to get your cable from one room to a TV that doesn't have a box in another room. I said, yeah. He goes, I'm going to suggest a plus. It's called the Aries Plus. He said, because you have two inputs on that. He said, so you could also stream DVD. I said, oh. And he said, believe me when I tell you it's easy. I said, okay, how easy? He said, well, the transmitter, he said, plugs in with the USB to your cable box. Out of the cable box to the transmitter. I said, yeah. He said, and the receiver with the USB plugs to your inbox on your TV. I said, yeah. He goes, and each of those, the transmitter and the receiver, need a power supply. He says, so make sure you have a nearby power supply. He said, and that's it. I said, did it have to be synced? He said, nope. He said, no syncing, not for what you're doing. I said, wow. He says, yeah. He said, we've had great success with it. He said, are you going to be ordering that soon? I said, I'm thinking. I said, I'm just going to check my connections and make sure I could do it. He said, well, if you order it by June something, he said, here's a code. You could take 10% off.
There you go.
So I ordered it.
That's right. You ordered it right after you got off the phone.
yeah. I made sure, I know I have USBs on both things. So I said, that's it. That's great. And he said that you could actually do that with any kind of device, not only your cable box. Like, for instance, I could, if I have a camera that has USB out of, I could go out of my camera to the transmitter, and I could send whatever I am shooting in my camera to a TV or a projector on a screen. How about that?
There you go. So you're all set for next year.
I should be set for next year. Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm going to use it in, I told you, one of my rooms upstairs, but look at it this way. It comes out to $200.
Yeah.
So one-time charge is $200. The cable company that I use charges $10 a month per box.
Yeah.
So figure out the math. That's $120 just renting the box per year. Over 2 years is $240. So this pays for itself within 2 years.
Yeah. And right? you can use it with all, you know, with all different sorts
all of other stuff, right? Yeah. Isn't it amazing? Who ever thought when I was sitting in the Futurama cars at the New York World's Fair in 1966 that this is what it would come to? I remember watching that and watching a family. I think it was the GE Pavilion. And they said, in such and such, whatever the year was, you'll be able to order food from your TV. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, that is so cool. Look what we're doing today.
That's right. Well, all I can remember is me back in 1970, 72, sitting in Kingston, New York, in a production studio editing commercials with tape, a laundry marker, wax black pen, editing block, and then what we could do then in 2.5 to 3 hours,
we can now do in 3 minutes.
In 2 minutes now.
It's incredible. I know what you're talking about. And folks, if you've never seen it, it was very tedious. Put the film, you know, through this editing box and then splicing it very, very neatly, taping it. And that's how you would edit back in those days. But
Pat, when we first started the cable company, when we first started our cable operations here, which was back in 2003, which is, what, 15 years ago? We would get meetings taped. You would bring them in. You would have to dub them off in real time. So if they were hour meetings, it was an hour to dub them off into a machine that you would then edit them on. And then you would then take that tape and put it. So if it was an hour meeting, it was an hour to record it. It was an hour to dub it over and about an hour to edit it. 3 hours. Now in 3 hours, we can bring in four meetings that are each an hour long. And we can edit them and have them up for playback within 45 minutes.
Isn't that incredible? And I remember when we first started doing the movies, the only way we were able to edit was with two VCRs.
Yeah.
And if you recall, when you put a VCR on pause, you have 3 minutes before it releases.
Yeah.
So we would have the target tape in one and the other tape in the other. We would pause the target tape for 3 minutes while we were trying to rewind the other tape to find the next segment. And if the other one, if it took more than 3 minutes, we would lose it and have to start all over again.
Yeah, no, it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. And we, so that's how far technology has come, not only in 25 years, but in just 10 to 12 years.
Oh, and by the way, I got this thing in the mail. I didn't know. I just passed it on to some people. It's a Dell computer. I thought this was a great price. It's an 8th generation Intel Core, Windows 10 Pro, 4 gig of memory, which is not a lot.
No,
you could always
not.
Upgrade that. And 1 terabyte hard drive.
How much?
Dell, $399.
Yeah, but you'd have to take that 4 gig of RAM. And
right.
you'd have to up it to
12.
To 12, and that would cost you an additional couple $100.
So you're at you're probably at $599,
$600.
Still not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. But yeah. Most people get fooled when they get those things because they've got the great processor. But if you don't have enough RAM.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, right? Exactly. Yeah. That was the first thing I looked at and I said, oh no, I need at least 12.
Yeah.
Well, I don't need any computers, thank God, and you don't either. You should be sitting pretty for a while, I hope, knock on wood.
I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna jinx myself.
Really.
All I know is that the Yanks are in first place, Pat.
And how about the Mets?
The Mets are in fourth place and sinking.
Fourth.
And sinking.
That's terrible.
Sinking like the Titanic. They really are. It's terrible.
And Mike doesn't care for the Yankees, right?
He doesn't care for anything New York.
Oh, nothing in New York. Okay.
Nothing. Okay. Nothing. Good. Not people, not teams, not anything.
I mean, he lives in New Jersey, but he's basically a New Yorker.
But it's hard to explain that to him.
I love New York no matter what.
All right, Pat. Well, I love the weather today, so we'll speak with you tomorrow.
That sounds good, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.